Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is 1 Timothy 6:11b to 16. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11b to 16. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen. My theme for reflection is the call of the man and woman of God. The call of the man and woman of God. A friend once told me that her biggest childhood fear was not darkness or thunder or even failing a school exam. It was being chased by a goose. I didn't run, she said, I flew. There is something instinctive about running from danger, but far less instinctive is running from the dangers we cannot see. That is where Paul finds Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:11 to 16. A young minister in a complex world, surrounded by competing voices, cultural pressure, false teaching, and moral confusion. So Paul begins not with instructions, but with identity. But as for you, O man of God, this identity is not self-constructed or self-invented. It is received. It comes from a God who forms, calls, redeems, and sends. In our modern age, where identity is often believed to emerge from within, crafted by desire or emotion, Paul's framing feels refreshingly countercultural. As Karl Barth once wrote, who God is determines who we are. Identity, in other words, is not something we discover by looking inward. It is something we discern by looking outward. Paul then gives Timothy two verbs that define the spiritual life: flee and fight. To flee is not cowardice, it is clarity. It means recognizing what distorts, deforms, or distracts the heart and running in the opposite direction. For Timothy, the threats included greed, pride, quarrels, and false doctrines. For us today, the threats may include a world that whispers, define yourself, reinvent yourself, save yourself. Paul insists that people of God must flee any vision of identity that disconnects us from the one who made us. We flee not because we are afraid of the world, but because we are committed to the truth that anchors the world. Yet fleeing is only half the calling. Paul adds, fight the good fight of the faith. This is not a fight against people, but against illusions, against lies that diminish human dignity, distort God's design, or distract the Christian from a life rooted in Christ. It is the fight to hold on to the gospel when culture pushes us to loosen our grip. It is the fight to love God more than applause and truth more than comfort. It is the fight to speak with conviction, but also with compassion, remembering that every person we meet is deeply loved by God. This battle is not waged alone. Paul directs Timothy's gaze towards the majesty of God, the one who alone has immortality and whose kingdom is certain. Our confidence in the fight is not our strength, but God's sovereignty. We fight because Christ has already triumphed. We persevere because God holds us fast. We stand firm because the Lord is faithful. So what does this mean for us today? It means rediscovering identity, not as a personal project, but as a divine gift. It means examining the narratives we absorb, our success, self, sexuality, freedom, fulfillment, and asking whether they align with Scripture or contradict it. It means courageously choosing a life shaped by holiness, humility, and hope. And it means trusting that when we flee what is false and fight for what is true, we run straight into the arms of the God who calls us his own. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in which areas of my life am I tempted to self-define rather than allow God's word to define who I am? Number two, what is one false belief, attitude, or habit I need to flee from, and one aspect of faith I need to fight for more intentionally? And now our practical exercise. Choose one truth from Scripture about your identity. For example, I am a child of God. I am a new creation. I am God's workmanship. Write it down and speak it aloud 3 times today. Let it become the anchor that shapes your choices. Holy and eternal God, you alone name us, call us, and claim us. Teach us to flee what distorts our hearts and to fight for the truth that gives life. Center our identity in Christ, strengthen our steps in holiness, and keep us faithful until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.